Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose. Rose Colombo right here for you. And it is 11 on the West Coast. 11 headed towards midnight. So this is the midnight train. Jump aboard, because this is the time that I'm spending with you personally, because there are so many important issues that we need to know about, and most people don't have the time to research in these challenging, challenging days. On the Defender Children's Health Defense News and Views, it reads, conflict of interest. Oh, yeah. Rose says there's a huge conflict of interest here. One man who is extremely wealthy, a very big billionaire, seems to own just about everything around the country, invested in just about everything, and now appears to be controlling our very lives and our very bodies and minds. Conflict of interest. Bill Gates gave $319 million to major media outlets, documents reveal, by Ellen McLeod. And this is something that I've been questioning for a long time as a longtime advocate for justice since 1989, publishing newsletters, public speaking, creating AM/FM radio shows on many popular stations like KGER, Salem Communications, KIEV, formerly with the Talk of the Town, and many more, as well as Time Warner, Cox, cable stations. I produced and hosted Women Fight Back and Issues of the Day, Exposing Injustices, Inviting Victims, as well as politicians and community leaders and lawyers to discuss the victims' injustices and seeking solutions to these injustices, legal abuses, and corruption. That has been happening for a very long time, but most people didn't want to get involved. Well, I'm here to tell you everyone is involved on the planet right now, and it is a matter of life and death. I informed the public of what was happening in my Irwin Award-winning book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, Self-Help, and that was published in 2010, featured around the world. And then in 2013, I informed the world and America what was happening in a political satire, Orwellian fictional adventure story, entitled Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals, which is available and a great gift and a keepsake for this time of history, and it's for any age can understand it and what is happening and how it relates to today. And it's entertaining as well, with a provocative ending on Amazon.com. So let's get into it. According to the Mint Press News, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donated at least $319 million to fund media projects at hundreds of organizations, including CNN, NBC, NPR, P PBS and The Atlantic and BBC. They donated $20 million to BBC. They've donated millions of dollars to Cornell University, and that is where Dr. Fauci graduated, and that is where Bill Gates has a hall named after himself, the Gates Hall. And his friend Jeffrey Epstein, the international trafficker of children for 40 years, friends of the Clintons and Bill Gates and many more wealthy people around the world, he and Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and Gates' father and so many of his associates are into, guess what? Euthanasia, eugenics, and euthanasia of the elderly, the veterans, the very sick. Bill Gates says that if they could reduce the population of these people who are undesirable, then they could save millions of dollars, and they could donate it to education. Sure, they're going to donate it to education when they are dumbing down the kids and using computers and cell phones to think for the kids and indoctrinate the kids, as well as television, into the liberal agendas that, in my opinion, are sexual exploitation and indoctrinating kids into depopulation programs by confusing them with their gender ID and indoctrinating them into transgenders and same-sex indoctrination, and that abortions are no big deal. And these are all depopulation programs. So if you think that this isn't a depopulation program, please, please think again. So this is how and why we, the conservatives, are not allowed on these MSM stations, and why we are deplatformed from Facebook and Twitter, myself, after 12 years on both, providing content and bringing millions of people to Facebook and who signed up as members so that Zuckerberg could become a billionaire, I suppose, without paying royalties and hiring people who provide content. Hey, that's not a bad deal, right, for him. So up until his recent messy divorce, Bill Gates enjoyed something of a free pass in corporate media, generally presented as a kindly nerd who wants to save the world. The Microsoft co-founder was even unironically christened Saint Bill by The Guardian. But remember, he had a lot of problems with the Senate hearings of Microsoft, and there was a huge scandal. And so now he has come back and donated millions and millions of dollars to communications and social media and created a platform as the expert on vaccines and viruses, biochemical weapons, as he said that a nuke isn't his biggest fear back in about 2014, 15, 16, but a biochemical weapon was his biggest fear, and that everyone on the planet would need to be vaccinated, and that he would plunge, and they would plunge a genetically engineered vaccine into every child's arm. And isn't that what's happening now? But this goes back all the way to 2004, when it's alleged he met with President Bush, George W. Bush, and his father had pledged his allegiance to G.H.W. Bush, pledged his allegiance to the New World Order. You cannot have two masters. You cannot have allegiance to the United States Constitution and to the New World Order, which is antithetical to the Constitution and the Bible. So suddenly President Bush becomes extremely concerned about a biochemical weapon in 2004 and vaccinations and a pandemic and civil unrest in America. And he wrote a presidential order in 2004. And in that presidential order that I came across in 2009 and published it on Facebook, and it went totally viral until Facebook took it down and shadow banned it. In that presidential order, which I posted and warned America that it talked about a pandemic and lockdowns, they called quarantines and curfews and troops on the ground and civil unrest, and then the president could call out martial law. The president of the United States would be replaced with DHS FEMA, who would be the shadow government to take over and control the people. And then the troops on the ground would take resistors, they called dream right-wing extremists, and they would be taken to government facilities, which I assume are FEMA camps, and that they would have no outside contact with anyone, and they would be reprogrammed. That is what Communist China does in Communist China. And now we have this all happening, as we witnessed when they took us hostage, indefinitely detained us in our homes, isolated us, broke up the food chain, and rationed food just like they did in Venezuela when the communists took over, distanced the people, silenced them with the mask, cut out their oxygen supply, and a flu, influenza. I worked for director of respiratory therapy and the chief of psychiatry, create not only depression, which can lead to suicides, and it did. It increased suicides, especially among young people, and severe depression from the isolation and the mask, as well as the elderly people, and it led to extreme depression for the elderly as well, and loneliness, and some people just gave up. They couldn't go to church. They couldn't go to bingo. And if we did go to church, we were arrested. And if we didn't wear a mask, we were arrested. If we went to the beach and got ions and fresh, free air that God created, we were arrested. But guess what? When you have influenza, you can't breathe. You need oxygen. When you have a heart attack or a stroke, you can't breathe. When you have neural injury to your head and your brain, you can't breathe, and it can cause brain damage. You need fresh, free oxygen, which God created your nose and your mouth to breathe in and exhale carbon monoxide, which which Bill Gates seeks to reduce down to zero by 25th. Part of it is wearing the mask to cut off you breathing out the carbon monoxide and cutting off your oxygen. So if you do get the flu, whether it's before or after the jabs, maybe the jabs are causing the flu, then they're telling you to wear 1, 2, 3 masks and a plastic shield, and you need oxygen to keep your cells healthy, to keep to fight off the bad radicals. You need free oxygen supply to keep your organs, your lungs, your heart, your brain healthy, and your immune system. And chemicals are not natural to the immune system. So when they keep jabbing you and jabbing you and jabbing you with all these chemicals and nanoparticles and dyes and graphene and bromide and phosphates and ethyl oxide toxins and alleged microchip and metal and hydrogel stem cells, aborted fetal tissue, whatever, and Pfizer's secret formula, you don't even know, and neither do the scientists who are studying these injections, know what the heck is floating around inside these vaccinations. Moving. They can't even identify some of the parts that are floating around inside these vaccinations that they're studying. And some allege that it has a hydrogel eggs inside the bromide and the graphene, and when they're injected into the body and they hatch and then they multiply inside of your body and you can't kill them because if you try to kill them, then they multiply more. So this is really more like a Twilight Zone, Dr. Frankenstein agenda than anything we've ever witnessed in the history of mankind. They do not promote vitamin D3. They do not promote the CDC, the WHO, Dr. Fauci, the Surgeon General, the White House, MSM, social media giants, the two giants. None of them promote, as the doctors who are silenced and the scientists, for people to take ivermectin, HCQ, quercetin, D3, zinc, vitamin C, eat oranges, berries, grapefruits, hot tea with lemon and honey, and dandelion tea, turmeric tea, green tea. They don't tell you to do any of these things. They suppress all this information, and they punish all of the doctors who do tell you what you can do to help build up your immune system and keep your immune system strong. Well, let's get back to this conflict of interest. While other billionaires' media empires are relatively well known, the extent to which Gates Cash underwrites the modern media landscape is not. After sorting through over 30 can reveal that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made over $300 million worth of donations to fund media projects. So they've actually built themselves this platform on social media and all across the world on MSM and BBC. And they are the spokespersons on vaccines and viruses and biochemical weapons. They have no PhDs, to my knowledge. They aren't doctors, and they aren't scientists. So their money is buying them a platform to market themselves as humanitarians. And the masses bought into it. Recipients of this cash include many of America's most important news outlets, including CNN, NBC, NPR, PBS, and The Atlantic. So they are just as liable for all of the deaths and injuries, in my opinion, as all of those NWO CEO employers who are firing their employees, which creates an OSHA problem, an EEOC problem, a HIPAA problem, and a constitutional problem for them, in my opinion, because they are enslaving their employees and forcing them into servitude to Big Pharma and to the employers to do something that they believe will harm their bodies and minds, and under coercion and threat and bullying and fear-mongering, which are all crimes, they and which criminals do to their victims so they comply and obey or else they punish them. This is the same thing. They're going to fire them and isolate them and reduce them to second-class citizens, impoverish them so that they lose their income, their homes, their families, their businesses, and their jobs. This is health care? How is this health care? No one's talking about that. Gates also sponsors a myriad of influential foreign organizations, including the BBC, The Guardian, The Financial Times, The Daily Telegraph in the UK, prominent European newspapers such as Le Bond, Der Spiegel in Germany, Alpes in Spain, as well as big global broadcasters like Al Jazeera. So there you have it. He is influencing all of the major news outlets in the world, not in just America, in the world, and social media as well, because he also funds in the millions for many years CDC, WHO, NIH, Dr. Fauci, and the Facebook CEO also is alleged to have donated six figures to Dr. Fauci's research over in China at the Wuhan lab. And Obama used a grant of U.S. tax dollars to fund that research after a moratorium was placed in the USA by Obama as too dangerous to research. And then he goes ahead and uses our taxes to fund Dr. Fauci's research secretly over in China at the Wuhan lab. And so you have Echo Health, you have Anser, you have all of these different corporations and LLCs and individuals and wealthy people donating to this COVID cult. The Gates Foundation money going towards media programs has been split up into a number of sections presented in descending numerical order and includes a link into the relevant grant on the organization's website. Well, where's the FCC? Where is the Congress? Where are the senators? Where are the DOJ members, payer fund, the FBI? Where's anybody? Where's the military? Oh, they're busy jabbing the young troopers, the young military troops, our little heroes there. And they are our heroes, and we depend on them. They're busy jabbing the sheriffs and the police who don't resist. They're busy jabbing the medical staff who don't resist under coercion, threat, and fear-mongering of losing their jobs. So we have a shortage. Let's think about that for a moment. We have a shortage of medical staff. We have a shortage of sheriffs and police because his partner who Bill Gates and George Soros are partners and allegedly purchased BioNTech and Mologic and partnered with Pfizer, share the profits on the jabs and use those companies to trace and track and spy on every person on the planet. Now, what authority are they applying to take over our lives, our bodies, our minds, our businesses, our jobs, our children, everything? There's nothing left. And to punish the American people and the rest of the world, because why? Because they have money? What constitutional authority are they applying? So they're just dismissing the Constitution as if it doesn't exist, and they're saying we have no rights, we have no freedom, we have no liberty, because it was Bill Gates who said you have no choice. Who is Bill Gates? He's a billionaire. So what? He's an investor. So what? That doesn't give him the authority and the power to invade our lives and overthrow the U.S. Constitution and replace it with a vaccine passport that denies all freedom, liberty, rights, free will, free choice, control of our own bodies and minds and our own assets and bank accounts. But that's exactly what appears to be happening. Let's see. Okay, so here we go. National Public Radio, he's donated $24,663,066. The Guardian, this is why they're doing his bidding, $12,951,391. Cascade Public Media, $10,895,016. So buying off all of these entire mainstream media, not only in America, but around the world, and our mainstream media in the USA, who debunks everything that conservatives say, everything that the former president of the United States, President Trump, stated, and only promotes liberalism and Marxism and communism and socialism and Islamicism. And the two giant social medias did the very same thing. So these people are getting millions and millions of dollars in donations to influence and hold up Bill and Melinda Gates as the experts on vaccines and biochemical weapons and genetically engineered vaccines with a mRNA gene manipulation and therapy, which is a therapy that the CDC director said she would not add mRNA as part of the vaccine because it was never a vaccine prior to this, and it is an experiment and a trial with unknown consequences to the human body, to each individual human body. Fauci said the consequences to the candidates, which would be the human lab rats they're using now, because all the animal lab rats they used died after the second jabs. And now they're using every human lab rat free without paying you for your arms, and but using coercion to either reward you or punish you or else lose your job. This is like an enemy invasion. Remember the movie The Blob? Well, this is hydrogel stem cell blob that is entering into your body, and you have no idea what it's going to do days immediately or days, weeks, months, or 1 or 2, 3 years down the road. And there are no long-term case studies on purpose, because then they would be liable if there were long-term case studies of the injuries, the direct adverse injuries done to people and the deaths. And this is why they debunk on social media and on MSM and all the entire media outlets that Gates covered with donations, so they will favor him and debunk everyone else who opposes his worldwide genetically engineered into every human body that could cause brain injury and has heart attacks, heart inflammation, strokes, paralysis, sterility, depression, you name it. And that includes the masks that they're lying about as well, because doctors and dentists do have documentation that the mask can do physical damage, emotional damage, and it can also cause the loss of your teeth, bad breath, and dry mouth, and can cause gum disease and death from the gum disease. So they're not telling you any of these things, which is, to me, dishonest and a fraud on the American people. So let's go over to, now that we know he owns the entire major communication outlets, thanks to the FCC, who sold out our public airwaves that we pay taxes for. I would like a refund, wouldn't you? And I would like to have to stop paying for those public airwaves since they sold us out for the benefit of the New World Order communications CEOs who are involved in this agenda. So here we have app.getresponse.com, and they have an article called Breaking News, OSHA Halts Enforcement. Well, at last we have people with some morals and ethics. To my fellow healthy Americans, you know that I am on the record saying that OSHA will be the key to bring down the house of cards. From my band video, that was the first to reveal how face masks violate OSHA's oxygen standards in confined areas, to my many videos in my OSHA playlist reminding people that OSHA cannot make law. Click here to watch. Well, you can see that on the site. To my earth-shattering exposure that OSHA has and is the first government agency on record to state that employees have a legal exemption not only to vaccines, but to testing and masking. To my video from yesterday with my step-by-step legal analysis of the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court ruling saying that OSHA's policies and enforcement are unlawful and fatally flawed and will not pass constitutional review. I have stated again and again that OSHA, which has the federal authority to regulate workplace safety, not public health, is fully aware that these unlawful measures, forcing masks, tests, and vaccines, actually create the hazardous workplace conditions that employers are required to prevent. Now OSHA has halted the requirement and enforcement of these unlawful measures, and this is very good news. And you can check this out and read the requirements at app.getresponse.com. And I hope you do. I'm giving you this information so you can write it down and check it out for yourself. So now we go to steadfast clash. Dr. Fauci admits what we all know about the vaccine. Says vaccinated are in great danger today. The data, it's obvious what works and what doesn't work in dealing with this virus. I've been following practically every development on this godforsaken thing for nearly 2 years now, the article states. 2 freaking years, and there is nothing more obvious to me than the fact that the government's touted savior, aka the vaccine, and it's not a vaccine to my best of my knowledge, it is an experimental and trial injection, and that's one of the word tricks that the CDC, WHO, Surgeon General, White House, Democrats, MSM, social media, CDC, Dr. Fauci, NIH, Bill Gates are all calling a vaccine when it is still in research and development. And there have been many reports of such as they had to recall Moderna because they found metal in it. They've jabbed people with tainted vaccinations. Why did the vaccinations have to be at Antarctica temperature? Is there something there that will die? And is alive if they are not at Antarctica temperature? What is the purpose? What is in the secret, trade secret Pfizer formula that they're injecting into your body? What do all of these chemicals, toxins, bromides, phosphates, dyes, tips, metals, hydrogels, stem cells, mRNA, gene manipulation and therapy doing to the body and mind of each individual. Dr. Fauci stated to his colleagues, number one, that the candidates, which are you, the human lab rats, he calls them candidates, there are unknown consequences after they jab you, that there could be enhanced infections after they jab you, and that they don't know the big unknown, which is the efficacy. and they don't know how long or even if it's going to prevent COVID. So they're jabbing you with all these unknowns of what's going to happen to your body and to your mind. And then Soros said they have a program called Bodies for Internet, and that these injections will alter your body, and then you will be hooked up to 5G and the AI Internet so that they can trace and track and spy on you. And then I guess you become a mindless zombie if you don't die or become disabled from these experiments. Let me explain that the FDA is violating their own policy and regulation for safety and in quality of this experiment, because in the past, their regulations state that you have to be a willing volunteer of sound mind and in agreement, and then they have to inform you. And usually they pay you to be a volunteer, and they inform you of everything that's in the vaccine or the prescription, the experimental vaccine or the prescription drug or treatment, and then they must inform you of the risk. You could be disabled for life temporarily or die. And then you have to sign a signed consent form to let them even touch you and then experiment on you. And I'm assuming that you're waiving all your rights because you're being paid and you are agreeing to this. So it appears to me that they're bypassing their moral and ethical regulations so they can jab everybody in the world, and using everyone as a human lab rat under their microscopes for their free case studies, and then using you as human collateral if you are damaged for life or you get COVID and it causes more variants in the future, and that's why you have to keep getting boosters every 6 months. And if the if these jabs kill you, clot shots, kill shots, whichever you want to refer to them as. And there are more than one way to conquer a nation. Yes, there are. They can use a shot to kill you or injure you with a gun, but they can also use a chemical-laden needle with unknown materials and toxins and nanoparticles and mRNA gene therapy and dyes and aborted fetal tissue in those jabs, and a secret formula that you don't even know what it is and what it does to your body and mind that can injure you for life or kill you. And if you are jabbing the entire world, and 1 or 2 years down the road, 50% of the population is dead. There's no liability to anyone involved in this agenda that has the potential to mass murder and mass genocide. Food for thought. Things to think about and things to investigate, right? So let's go to Inside Paper. Scientists warn that Bill Gates' backed experimental nuclear plant is outright dangerous. So let's see. He is donating millions to Big Pharma, allegedly owns BioNTech and Mologic with George Soros. They're all friends with the eugenics, international child trafficker, sex Jeffrey Epstein, They've all visited Orgy Island, flew on the Lolita Express, probably visited Zorro Ranch, where two Harvard scientists were working on creating the super race and cryogenics. And all these people believe in eugenics, and they're all very wealthy. Somehow they became wealthy. I don't think all of it's from being ethical, but using slave labor in third world countries, paying people 25 cents a day or maybe a dollar, and then creating Obamacare that inserted death panels, which I wrote the first blog in the nation informing every congressman and posting on congress.org and on the internet and sending a copy to every congressman, which is the majority of Democrats and senators and my own senators and congressmen, warning that inside of Obamacare was worldwide mandated taxpayer-funded abortions, which Biden approved, and Obama and Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein, John Kerry, the CFR, in a secret meeting back in December 2007. And then Obama took that Global Poverty Act that was a worldwide abortion program requiring Americans to pick up the tab worldwide, which is a depopulation program around the world to reduce the population of natural-born Americans in every sovereign nation, because the goal is to create globalism with fewer people, like 50% of the population gone by 2030 and 90% gone by DISA, only the wealthy 10% who believe they are of the super race bloodlines remain to sustain the planet and redevelop the planet, I guess, for their artificial intelligence robots and any survivors who will be enslaved as mindless zombies. So that seems to be the plan, and they will create genetically engineered transhumans, allegedly, in pods in scientific labs, and they will be not be female or male, and they will not be able to procreate. That is the goal of this, confusing little children about their gender and about doctors performing trans operations on them, and even sometimes without parental consent or knowledge, and also indoctrinating them into same sex, and that abortions is just no big deal, and just have sex and get an abortion, so that they can use the body parts over at Planned Parenthood, a multi-billion dollar death assembly line of babies, to sell the blood, the tissue, the body parts to, I guess, scientists and doctors and DNA to China, to put into their supercomputers, and so they can create their super race and play God. And that seems to be part of the agenda. So anyway, on this particular article, so now he's into experimental nuclear plant is said to be outright dangerous, according to insidepaper.com. Officials announced Tuesday that the small city of Kemmerer, Wyoming, would be the site of a new Bill Gates-backed nuclear power project. I thought, no wonder he's not afraid of nukes. He's only afraid of biochemical weapons, but he's really not afraid of them because he's allegedly have stated he and his family never get vaccinated. And do you really think that these wealthy people are playing Russian roulette with themselves, their spouses, and their children? Really? Do you really believe they're injecting themselves with the same experimental and trial injections that they're injecting into everyone else under coercion fear, bullying, and threat. Gates has continually downplayed the role of proven safe renewable energy technology in decarbonizing our economy. The experimental Natrium nuclear power plant will be at the site of the coal-fired Naughton power plant, slated for retirement in 2025, though siting issues are not yet finalized. The company behind the project is TerraPower. Gates, who helped found TerraPower, is chairman of the board. Mr. Gates' nuclear expert, Arne Gunderson, wrote in an open letter in August, Natrium is following in the footsteps of a 70-year-old record of sodium-cooled nuclear technological failures. Your plan to recycle those failures and resurrect liquid sodium again will siphon valuable public funds and research from inexpensive and proven renewable energy alternatives. So he's not funding, he's not using his money. He's inserting into policies like Obamacare that the American people pick up the taxpayer for the distribution of the worldwide jabs, and that the American people not be compensated if their loved ones are injured for life and can't work and support themselves or do anything for themselves, and they have to become their caregivers, and they will find it difficult to work and earn a living, and then their injured family member will not be able to work. This is an evil, sinister agenda, in my opinion. The project in October received an $80 million U.S. Department of Energy grant. I told you they're using our tax dollars to fund these billionaires, so they remain billionaires so they can fund MSM around the world, social media, and continue to have their platform while silencing everybody else who opposes any of their agendas. Our innovative, and they're using our taxpayer-funded airwaves. Our innovative technology, Chris Levesque, president and CEO of TerraPower, said in a statement Tuesday, will help ensure reduction of reliable electricity while also transitioning our energy system and creating new good-paying jobs in Wyoming. The company said that once the plant is operational, likely in 7 years, it will employ approximately 250 people and is slated to produce 345 megawatts of power. A feature of the future plant, TerraPower says, is a molten salt-based energy storage system. Technology, it claims, represents a significant advance over the light water reactor plants in use today. At a June press conference, Gates said, Natrium was poised to be a game changer for the energy industry. In a Tuesday tweet, Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming gave a similar message saying, the Natrium reactor is the future of nuclear energy in America. While company asserts the safety of Natrium sodium cooled fast reactor, a report released in March by the Union Concerned Scientists entitled Advanced Isn't Always Better, cast doubt on those claims. USC's Elliot Nain highlighted the analysis in a June blog post writing, in fact, according to the UCS's report, sodium-cooled fast reactors would likely be less uranium efficient and would not reduce the amount of waste isolation. They also could experience safety problems that are not an issue for light water reactors. Sodium coolant, for example, can burn when exposed to air or water, and the Natrium's design could experience uncontrollable power increases that result in rapid core melting. When it comes to safety and security, sodium-cooled fast reactors and molten salt-fueled reactors are significantly worse than conventional light water reactors, says report author Edwin Lyman. High temperature gas cooled reactors may have the potential to be safer, but that remains unproven, and problems have come up during recent fuel safety tests. Fast reactors have another major drawback. Historically, the report points out, fast reactors have required plutonium, highly enriched uranium-based fuels, F-U-E-L-S, both of which could be readily used in nuclear weapons and therefore entail unacceptable risk of nuclear proliferation and nuclear terrorism. Some fast reactors, including the Natrium, will initially use a lower enriched uranium fuel called high assay, low enriched uranium, which poses a lower proliferation risk than highly enriched uranium. But it is more attractive to terrorists seeking nuclear weapons than the much lower enriched fuel that current light water reactors use. And it goes on, and you can read this article on the insidepaper.com. Inside Paper. Scientists warn that Bill Gates' backed experimental nuclear plant is outright dangerous, which is similar to the Bill Gates' backed experimental FDA-approved and experimental and trial injections that includes an unprecedented, never-used injection into human beings of a mRNA gene manipulation, gene therapy, and allegedly hydrogel stem cells from aborted fetal tissues. They're claiming were from 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Doesn't matter. It was still aborted fetal tissue against our moral and religious beliefs. And then there are some kind of creatures that are concealed in graphene and bromide that can hatch inside the body and multiply and can't be killed. And they are also alleged they have dyes that are fluorescent, and they have metal and chips, and scientists and doctors cannot identify many of the, I'll call them items that they are viewing under the microscopes and studying and trying to figure out what the heck are in those injections. So these are unprecedented, and they do not meet the standard of a vaccine and the definition of a vaccine, but they went ahead, the Merriam Dictionary, who must have had approval by CDC or Dr. Fauci or Big Pharma, to cover their tracks that the mRNA of a vaccine, which it is not, in my opinion, and therefore they are using that to cover up because they are calling these experimental trial injections a vaccine. And they have not gotten approved, to my best of my ability and knowledge, approved case studies that take 5 to 15 years, turned over to the FDA to determine if they will license the experimental and trial injections as a licensed vaccine, which takes at least 10 years. So they are fast-tracking all of this, and they cannot possibly, in my opinion, be meeting any safety and efficacy qualifications in such a fast-tracking warp speed experimental and trial injection that, in my opinion, can turn out to be very dangerous for humanity. Reckless, and also cause great harm to human beings, including children and young people, adults, and the elderly as well. And so I only have a couple of minutes left. So let me give you a few of the serious direct adverse side effects that was published by the FDA Safety Surveillance of COVID-19. They say vaccines, they are not licensed vaccines to my knowledge. This is the draft working list of the possible direct adverse health effects on humans who are being used as human lab rats. Guillain-Barré syndrome, that's paralysis, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, convulsions, seizures, strokes, narcolepsy, acute myocardial infarction, myocarditis, pericarditis. They just had 500 cases of that reported today on that happened over in Ontario in Canada. Autoimmune disease, pregnancy and birth outcomes, aborted babies, other acute diseases, arthritis, joint pain, Kawasaki disease on children, inflammatory syndrome in children, vaccine-enhanced diseases, and deaths, D-E-A-T-S. So they have knowledge since 2020, Dr. Fauci, CDC, who the government and the FDA and Big Pharma of all of these serious permanent injuries and even death that can be caused by these dangerous experiments. And the Nuremberg Code, 1948, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. Let me repeat that to you. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This is what Hitler used, and this is why we have the Nuremberg Code. He used people for human experiments and trials to sterilize and to injure that he disliked. The experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results for the good of society, unprocurable by other methods or means of study, and not random and unnecessary in nature. The experiment should be so designed and based on the results of animal experimentation and knowledge of the natural history of the disease or other problem under study that the anticipated results will justify the performance of the experiment. This experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. These experimental Gates, Soros, Fauci, CDC, WHO, Surgeon General, DHHS, the White House, and all involved, Big Pharma and investors, are violating the Nuremberg Codes. In my opinion, this is crimes against humanity. There are many more violations here of these codes, and you need to do your homework and your research, and you need to make an informed decision because this could be a matter of life and death or living a life once healthy and no longer healthy, but living in chronic pain until you pass or your loved one passes without any financial compensation. They will tell you can get compensation from the government. I can tell you that very, 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 very few people ever get compensation from the government. And it could take years and years and then end up with nothing. So there is no reason to give 100% immunity to Big Pharma and all involved in this FDA experimental and trial injection with treatments that have never been used on human beings, and Americans have never willingly, under threat, coercion, bullying, and fear-mongering, and punishment, and threatened to be forced into isolation and cut off from society and impoverished and made homeless by denying the necessities of life, which is a law in the United States of America. And the U.S. Constitution prohibits these people from enslaving anyone into servitude to Big Pharma so they can make billions and billions of dollars off of the never-ending boosters, because these injections allegedly COVID and then cause more infections down the road. This needs to be investigated by ethical, moral, Department of Justice entities and the AMA, if there's anyone in the AMA, in the ABA, and who are ethical and love their homeland and love their fellow Americans, love children, and want people to remain healthy and maintain a strong immune system that God created, and breathe in fresh air, exhale carbon monoxide to keep their cells, their organs, their brain, their heart, and immune system healthy. These are things to think about. Nothing said on Colombo Chronicles is intended to be legal, medical, political, or financial advice. Always seek out your own advisors and always do your own homework and research. Come to your own conclusions. I want to say God bless you. God bless America. God bless our law enforcers, our first responders, our military heroes, our medical staff, and may God place his hand on our country, our homeland, and around the world, and may he intervene and do what he knows must be done before it's too late. So tune in every Wednesday when I have special guests, authors and experts from around the nation who are entertaining, educational, empowering, and enlightening. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Colombo Chronicles Live.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.